Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University, coming to you on this Thursday afternoon here in Kansas City, Missouri, February 26, 2026. Very first time on this spot. You're going to be here now. You're going to be here now like at least 10 more times. Throughout each month anyways, but this is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, postcast. I was hoping to get around to it. Well, I'm here. I'm recording, so that means, you're truly got off work at a decent time in between work and Run Club tonight. Thursday night Run Club down in North Kansas City, but this episode focused on men's basketball, and yep, a rally comes up short late as Colorado does what it needed to do to hold off K-State last night there. K-State trailed in this game as many as 22 points in the game there. But Colorado, as we have seen many teams do, whether that's men's or women's basketball, the opposing team makes the plays, makes their free throws, and that's the difference of the ball game right there. So they got that going on for you there as well. So ever since that Baylor win, K-State's come down to earth here. When we have, ladies and gentlemen, we have how many? There's that. How many games we have left? Yeah, we have 3 games left. That includes Senior Day coming up over the weekend. That is tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Saturday. Excuse me. My days are jumbled up. I work Saturday, so but. TCU Senior Day coming up Saturday afternoon, and then the rest, West Virginia, the final home game in Manhattan, Kansas, and then you have KU, your in-state rival, on the road in Lawrence to end the season. And of course, yeah, I was on this ship and I'm still on it. I mean, yeah, it's gonna take a miracle, and I cannot believe I'm saying this now, given the fact that this team, oh my goodness, that did not feel good. Yeah, that this team has been abysmal all year long after a solid start. But then the tank, and then the ship tanked a little bit here, right? So you have that going on there as well. Yeah, Colorado ended up scoring the last 6 points of this game. K-State tried to make it interesting, which they did, at the very end of this basketball game, and they couldn't get it done here. And I keep saying, well, they did get 3 guys in double digits here in this one. P.J. Haggerty, no shocker here, 25 points in a game. That led the game, again, it was a game high. How many times have we said that this year, this season? That has to be at least 5 times. That's being generous. So, Excuse me, that's being generous. 25 and 10, double-double. No, on top of that, he had a double-double there. Nate Johnson, only 10 points there last night. David Castillo has struggled down the stretch. Only 8 points last night, 3 assists. Hey, you get a boost from Andre Kocic. Hit 10 points last night. And all of his points coming from downtown. He was 3 of 8 from downtown. And an appearance. How about this? Out of nowhere, Elias Rubberkitty coming back. Well, it's really, really too late now. Only 3 games left. Rubberkitty started. No, he did not start. He came off the bench last night. CJ Jones and Marcus Johnson also played some type of minute role in this game as well. Kamara McGriff, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Tosh Manning, 6-6 for him as well in this game. Colorado had 4 of its starters reach double digits. That included their one of their point guards, Isaiah Johnson, 18 points, 9 rebounds. He missed a double-double by a rebound. 7 assists in the game there as K-State loses to Colorado. Almost said win, but we didn't win last night. What I'm talking about. Colorado knocks off K-State, thwarts the comeback. There, 79-70. Eddie Greer, Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Let me see if I can get Let me see if I can get a press conference here from Matt Driscoll. Yeah. Boy, excuse me, man. Yeah, it's been quite a day at work, but excuse me. But yeah, so interim coach Matt Driscoll here trying to get something here. So he talks about here trying to stay encouraged, obviously. 3 games to go on the season here for K-State, in which K-State's only had 2 Big 12 wins to this point. And I actually go back to what I've been saying for the last couple weeks. I'm having a hard time even seeing a victory now, saying that. You played your next 2 opponents at TCU and West Virginia. You played them hard. You played them hard on the road and should have won. And in reality, you definitely should have won a TCU game. You led that from start to almost the finish. You didn't finish like you did last time. You didn't finish that game against Colorado. So you had that. West Virginia, you were leading with like less than 5 minutes to go, and West Virginia made their run to win that ball game there. So you were in both of those games. So now you have them both in Bramlage, coming to Bramlage. We'll have to see what happens there. There, down the stretch, and we all know what happened when KU was in Bramlage last time they played. Those team played the Sunflower Showdown. But you have to go to Lawrence, where all of a sudden, all right, KU's back over there right after, you know, a slap in the face there. So there's that. But yeah, interim coach, again, Matt Driscoll, those of you who've been out of loop or don't know what's going on, yep, Jerome Tang fired, and he was fired during our hiatus of the podcast. So there you go on that. But Coach Driscoll after this game saying, quote, "We got some really big minutes from certain people that you know. Elias is coming back from his injuries and stepping out on the floor, not playing for a month. Excuse me. And he buries then 3 to make his first play, and then the pocket pass that allowed Taj to get the reverse layup, and I could go on and on and on. We turned them over 17 times, 5 of the first 5 minutes and 5 in the last 5 minutes of the first half, and I asked the guys to get back to single digits, and they did. We came out of the second half. We got a layup. This is the best 3-point shooting team in the history of the school, but we didn't make 3s tonight. And it was still 73-70. I can't tell you there what 4, maybe 5 bad threes we took. All the rest of them were threes that we normally make. So I'm encouraged. It says in Thessalonians, it says continue to encourage each other and build each other up, just as you're already doing. Because in Proverbs, it says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. And our vision is very clear. And TCU is the next opponent on Saturday night. So it's good. The interim coach there following suit. There, quote some scripture right there. Matthew Driscoll, shout out to you, sir, on that Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer. But on the court, on the court side of things, K-State continues the slide. 79-78 after falling behind deep in the hole in the first half and then storm back in the game. But then again, at the end of these games, it seems to be a pattern. At the end of these games, the other team seems to be making plays than K-State does. So in this night, this night was no different than that for K-State there as well in this ball game. Now, yeah, Elias McKinnon, that's a huge get there. But it comes with only 3 games left of the season. Remember, Elias started early on this season before he got hurt there in the ball game there as well. So Driscoll taking over. That was his 3rd game since the Tang firing there as well. And K-State, for all that I've talked about, you know, throughout the season, you know, K-State being in these games on the road. 1 of 9 this season. Yeah, I had to spit that one out there as well. So Elias Rebekete, his fingerprints all over this game after 11 games return to the floor. He did not start this game. He returned to the action last night there as well. And how about this? Here's another ugly stat. K-State's 0-13 now. would score less than 80 points. Now, and I got to go back to Coach Driscoll and when he talked about best three-point shooting team. Was he talking about us right there? I think he was. Now, I'm not so sure. If we were the best three-point shooting team, we'd be winning some of these games. Or at least being, what, a 500 team. So that, I don't know where he got that from there as well. But anyways, yeah, so got to come home now. Hey, three more games left of the season. K-State, oh, by the way, is 11-17. Not that I'm counting. I think we're all counting now at the end of the season. They're at the end of the basketball season. So now we're getting down to it. We'll see, coming home, can you get your get back on TCU Saturday? Can you get your get back on West Virginia next week? Which all leads to that regular season finale, Dylan Stefanhouse Showdown Part 2 on the men's side against KU in Lawrence. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens there. But it's nice to get a boost there. Hey, you get a boost. Okay, you leave Elias on the bench. You get him going. And then you get something like this from Coach Stitch. 10 points. I don't think I've seen this since the KU game, actually, when he went off and then he cooled off in the second half of the game, right? So, hey, you get those type of performances, and maybe every now and then, ever since the 15-point game against TCU, by the way, Marcus Johnson has gone quiet there as well. So, hey, maybe it'd be nice to see Marcus Johnson kind of light up TCU again. Well, I'll see about that. But, yeah, so K-State, all the dramatic, yet again, falls short of the comeback last night against Colorado, by the way, on the road in Boulder. And Colorado goes to 16-12 on the season for them. And as we take a look at the standings here real quick, where Colorado is at, Colorado picked up their sixth Big 12 win of the season, 6-9, 16-12 on the year. And we know where K-State's at. 11-17 and 2-13. And it looks like Utah and K-State continues to dip and dodge losses here. Same identical records. But even though, yeah, K-State, fortunately for them, we got a tiebreaker on Utah. I know that's not a win, but we beat Utah head up, barely, but we still beat them. But right now, it looks like it's going to be more than likely. Every time I look at the standings, Utah still has the same identical record as K-State does when it comes to Big 12 play. And they're actually one win short and one loss too many from identical records there. And I saw Utah play the other night. Against Iowa State. They put up a little something-something on them. But a calamity errors there, and Iowa State ran away with it in the second half of the game. Just putting that out there for you as well. But yeah, K-State there. K-State men's basketball getting back on the tracks here. Need to find something, because again, I, for whatever reason, I could be right, because even though, yes, I was wrong about the Baylor game. We beat Baylor, but potentially we could get TCU led that game the entire time, and we found a way to lose that game. So we'll see. TCU, West Virginia, you got them at home. We'll have to see, because again, I'm having a hard time. I'm hopeful that K-State on Senior Day can get this one. So again, here's that little bit optimistic again of EG3. So we'll see what happens. So K-State will come home, the men's basketball team, and interim coach Matt Driscoll comes home for the final two home games in Brandon-Mudd. And that begins on late Saturday afternoon on Senior Day. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast for Fan Bubble daily, where I chance to record K-State content, baby, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. And make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Zayden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Colorado holds on 79, Kansas State 70. This has been another postcast edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.